Nikolai Ivanovich Yezhov, who had come to replace Yagoda, was the first Russian to become the head of the KGB. As secretary of the Central Committee and head of the Control Commission, Yezhov had supervised the activities of the NKVD on behalf of Stalin. He also created a security service parallel to the NKVD inside the party apparatus. During Yezhov's time, all restrictions preventing the elimination of Stalin's imaginary enemies were removed. On June the 11th, it was announced that Marshal Tukhachevsky, a hero of the Russian Civil War and a leading Soviet military strategist, was arrested, along with seven other generals, on charges of treason. They were apparently shot the next day, and Marshal Voroshilov reported that the traitors had confessed to their crimes, sabotage, and espionage, as it was later announced, they'd conspired with Trotsky and Nazi Germany. The most dangerous enemies of the people were the employees of three organizations called upon to defend the Soviet state, the party, the Red Army, and the NKVD. 110 of the 139 members of the Central Committee elected at the Party Congress in 1934 were shot or sentenced to imprisonment. Perhaps not surprisingly, only 59 of the 1,966 delegates took part in the work of the next Congress in 1939. 75 of the 80 members of the Revolutionary Military Council were shot, and more than half of the officers of the Red Army, probably more than 35,000 people, were shot or imprisoned. The top leadership of the NKVD itself was changed twice. Under Yezhov, all 18 state security commissioners of the first and second ranks who had served under Yagoda were shot, with the exception of Slutsky, who was poisoned. Of the 122 top officers serving from 1937 to 1938, only 21 officers managed to maintain their position after Yezhov himself fell victim to Stalin's purges and was executed in 1940. During his leadership, anything that remained of the first Cheka leader's idealism had been destroyed. Yezhov was convinced their cruelty was necessary for building a new society and fighting counter-revolution. Victims of the NKVD were both Russian and foreign communists. Most of the representatives of the Comintern and foreign communist parties in Moscow were exposed as enemy agents or foreign spies and shot. The most vulnerable were members of the illegal communist parties and their families, as they could not count on the support of the countries from which they had come. Most of them had been sentenced to prisons abroad and were therefore accused of being recruited by capitalist special services. Of all the illegal parties, the most fictitious of spies were among the leadership of the Polish and Yugoslav communist parties. Polish communists caused the greatest suspicion, as there were many Jews among their leaders who took Trotsky's side after Lenin's death, and they were shot. Stalin also did not trust the Yugoslav Communist Party, headed by S. Markovic, who in 1925 opposed the Stalinist approach to the solution of the national question.